Welcome to Inside the Match, where Alex and Simone talk residency applications.
We are two residents here to help you navigate the match.
For each podcast, we'll bring you residents from various specialties and backgrounds to give advice. So today we are super excited to have Helen, who is going to be a psychiatry resident. So thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
So where will you be a resident and what specialty are you in?
So I'm starting at the Hospital of University of Pennsylvania, and I'm going into psychiatry with the goal of doing a fellowship in child psychiatry afterwards.
So we'd like to start our podcast with some rapid fire questions to get to know you and your application into psychiatry. Were you AOA?
No, but our school doesn't do AOA.
Were you gold humanism?
Yes.
Were you president of your specialty club?
I was president of child psychiatry and the OBGYN interest group, but not the psych interest group.
Were you involved in research during medical school?
Yes.
So in selecting psychiatry programs to apply, what are some of the differences in programs that applicants should consider?
I think there's some big buckets for psychiatry, specifically with if programs are more based in a lot of the more biological is the way that people kind of phrase it versus more therapy based. And so some programs will emphasize training residents in psychotherapy more so than others and give more supervision than that. So that's a big bucket that most people applying into psych will talk about. I think another big thing that people talk about in psychiatry is how much supervision you're given, which is pretty starkly contrasted between specialty or between different programs. And you can usually tell that with the residents.
So when looking at the application overall, you completed your ERAS application, which included a personal statement, as well as research, work experiences, volunteer experiences, and hobbies. And I'm curious, during the interview, what was most commonly brought up?
Mostly my research was brought up because I had a couple of interesting research projects I did in ethics and some more related to the hierarchy of medicine. So those were conversation topics that they thought the interviewers wanted to talk about. Otherwise, I did a lot of more volunteer experiences and started a lot of wellness groups within my school. And that was what a lot of the psychiatrists gravitated towards.
It's really neat also to recognize that you were doing projects and research that may not have ultimately always related to psychiatry, and to know that people were interested in discussing a variety of topics is also so important for people to realize.
Yeah, I actually felt like during my psychiatry interviews, I was able to talk about everything on my application, and the psychiatrist had comments on lots of different aspects. It made me feel more appreciated as just like a holistic human, which was really great.
And really important, especially for the field of psychiatry. And sometimes on the interview trail, we can have some tough questions that are asked of us, and these can make us uncomfortable. So I'm curious if you got any really difficult questions that you felt uncomfortable answering and how you managed to answer those questions.
I got the question, "Tell me about a difficult patient," quite a few times. And I generally just don't really enjoy answering that question. So it was tough for me in that sense. I also felt like generic questions for me are harder to answer because I was very used to the application process in which a lot of interviewers were just reading off my applications and asking me questions about myself. I feel like people love to talk about themselves, so that's really easy.
So tell me a little bit then about the setup of what most of your interviews were like and how long your conversations were with each of these faculty members and or program directors and chairs.
So I think the shortest interview I had was about 10 minutes, and that was with program directors on the interview days that were much longer. Most of my interviews ranged from 30 to 45 minutes, with my longest one being an hour. And that one, it flew by because I was paired with someone who did the same research as me. Otherwise, just with virtual interviews, I would be kind of bounced around between waiting rooms and individual interviews with either residents or attendings or research faculty.
And you mentioned that there's such a diversity in regards to the types of psychiatry programs, those that focus more on therapy and those that focus on research. And I'm curious sort of what led you to apply to certain programs, and then how can people recognize whether or not they might be competitive for various programs throughout the country?
I really looked at a lot of the websites for the psychiatry programs. Because a lot of people just in the age of COVID have done a lot of revamping. And I also reached out to peers who had graduated from my medical school who were at those programs all over the country, or friends of friends, to actually talk to the residents that were there as to what the emphasis on those programs were. I also relied very heavily on mentors. I met with maybe 3 or 4 different mentors to get their opinions on what schools they liked, what programs were going to really foster my development as a psychiatrist in the way that I wanted to be developed.
I love that idea about reaching out to those that were in your medical school that are now psychiatry residents, and then also asking your mentors those tough questions to learn more about programs is really key.
Definitely. I would also say that during the interview process, what I did is every single school, I made sure that I talked to a resident that was either a friend of a friend, or tried to connect with some of the psychiatry residents that I worked with at WashU to meet different psychiatrists at the programs I was interested in, which was a great way to really feel like or understand what the resident experience was like when I wasn't visiting those programs.
So one part of the interview, which you discussed that you enjoyed, was talking to other residents. And so I'm curious, when you went to a program where you didn't know the residents beforehand, what are some questions that you asked those residents to really get to know the program better?
The main question that I asked a lot of the residents was how much support they were given and how flexible the administration is with different issues and how responsive they are to feedback. Something that was very important to me was, one, having a lot of supervision early on, because I felt like I wanted to be nurtured as a psychiatrist before I started. And I also was looking for an administration that was really responsive to feedback and responsive to what was happening with the residents. And so some of the programs have built-in ways in which they check in with their residents. And that really spoke volumes to me as far as like weekly check-ins, just making sure that everything is going well with the residents. And so those were more of the questions that I asked.
Are there any particular programs or initiatives or platforms that you noted that programs had that might help people differentiate them when it comes to overall resident well-being and wellness?
Yeah, I think that really looking at structural wellness is important. And so that goes above and beyond just like meditating apps and stuff like that. You know, what programs are saying, oh, like this resident call schedule is very heavy, like we need to make sure that we get coverage, or these residents are feeling uncomfortable, they need to be on buddy call early on, or just ensuring that there are the weekly check-ins. Like I was saying, some programs have like a weekly group therapy session with their residents to talk about, where I think it's like the first 10 minutes is with the administration, and then the rest of it, they just talk about what's going on in their lives. And I thought that was a really great wellness check-in, just to kind of just lean on your peers for support. And I feel like just talking about your experience and then also having those experiences validated makes residency overall less stressful.
I love that idea of weekly check-ins. What a wonderful thing to be able to ask about too, to help you differentiate what programs offer. And something that you had mentioned within that is sort of a buddy system within residency, maybe at the start when you're starting your intern year, to figure out how to do everything. And I know that that's something that you are going to be offered when you start at Penn. And so I'm curious if you can describe what that means, and what someone should look for when they're investigating the different between programs.
Right. I think one of the reasons why I loved Penn was because they offer a lot of the structural wellness that I was talking about. So when we started as first years, I have a buddy who is just the year above me, who has already reached out to me offering to get coffee to talk about everything going on with residency. And then in addition to that, call for us, our first year is all buddy call. So every time we are on call, we will always have a senior with us. So we're never in a scenario in which we feel like we can't ask for help or don't know who to lean on. I felt like that was a really great system to establish independence in a comfortable way, because that was something that I was very worried about, is I didn't want to feel like I was kind of in the middle of water and not sure where to tread.
That's such a wonderful way to acclimate into residency, because there is such a transition between undergraduate medical education and graduate medical education. And that support network there when you're in a new environment is really helpful. So it's so wonderful to hear that that exists and is also a great thing to learn about when you're exploring programs. So another component of an interview day that is really a lot of stress for some people is the time that they spend with the program director. So I'm curious if you have any recommendations for questions to ask of a program director during an interview.
I think the "do you have any questions for me" is probably the hardest part of the interview, because normally the interview questions are generated by the interviewer, right? And so you're off the hook. But at the end, there's this big pressure to have a lot of really thoughtful questions. My big advice here is, one, if you repeat questions, it's okay. They probably won't know. And so if you have good questions, you can ask it multiple times. If you're really worried about generating questions and not just saying, oh, I have no questions about your program. And two, I really think doing your research on the programs before you start and looking at the mission statements of the programs. Usually the residency program directors are very about the mission statements. They spend a lot of time drafting those. And so looking at what components is this residency program looking for in what they value is a great way to kind of generate questions that way. I would save kind of your big picture questions for the residency program director. And also you can ask them about support for residents, research, and other aspects like that. And then the other smaller questions, like about call schedules, you can kind of wait until later. They will all get answered later.
Those are some great tips and suggestions when we're talking to a program director. And, you know, another component at the end of an interview day is sending thank you notes. And I'm curious what your take on for thank you notes was and sort of what your response was from programs once you sent them.
Yeah, so that was very varied for me. I would say some programs said absolutely do not send thank you notes, and so I did not, but they said send questions. And the programs that said do not send thank you notes and I sent follow-up questions, I didn't get responses on the follow-up questions. So that was an interesting twist. But I did generally send a thank you note to the residency program director, to the program coordinator, and then to one interviewer that I had a really stellar interview about. And what I made sure to do after every single interview that I had is I had a little notepad and I would take notes of every conversation topic that we covered, because while it seems like all of the conversations won't run into each other during the day because you just remember everything so vividly, they end up inevitably happening. Those notes actually were really helpful when I was also discerning what residency program, how I wanted to rank them. So what I had is I had a blanket email in which I would fill in my information from the conversations that I had with the program director or in with that person that I had a great interview with, which just helped take the stress off of sending that email the day of or the day after. And then for the program coordinator, I usually had a blanket email just thanking them for coordinating the day. And so then it was an easy checkbox the day of or day after to do.
That's great guidance. And you mentioned that those things also helped when you were coming up with your rank list and determining what you specifically liked about interviewers or about a program overall. So I'm curious what ended up playing a role in your decision when ranking residency programs, as this can be a really stressful part of the process after you've interviewed at so many wonderful places.
Man, I made, a different sheet of paper for every single program. And what I did is I listed out the things that I really loved about the program and maybe some negatives about the programs. And the big things I considered was, one, location, because my significant other is on the East Coast. And so I knew I wanted to go to the East Coast. Other things that I considered were ease of living in the city. I didn't want a city in which it would be a really big headache to live in after or outside of work. And then as far as like the actual program structure, I looked at programs that really supported the residents with that structural wellness that I was talking about. I looked at programs that had space for research and didn't expect residents to do research without allotting them time for that research. I thought that was very important to me. And I looked for early child psychiatry experiences because that was a program, that is the fellowship that I would like to go into. And then I also looked for programs that were really involved in community engagement and had some sort of cultural competency curriculum and anti-racism curriculum, because I think, especially in the current political climate, that it was very important for residencies to address this head on and to have it just as part of the residency and not something that was optional.
Those are some incredible things that are so important to consider. And I'm even more curious about what your residency program notes looked like from interview day, because it sounds like you were very analytical when making that comprehensive choice when it came to your decision day.
Well, thank you. They were a little bit of a mess, but they were expensive.
So, you know, when you're trying to figure out where you're going to go and what you want to rank for your number one, I'm curious what type of email you recommend sending to that program director and or coordinator, and, you know, what sort of response people have been getting in regards to sending those emails.
This was probably the most stressful thing that recently happened, I would say. It was like the last end was, do I send a letter of intent? Do I send a letter of interest? Will my second program know that my letter of interest isn't a letter of intent? And so they'll know that I am ranking them second. That stressed me out a lot. And while I'm very happy with the outcome of the match, I will say I was told that I did not need to write letters of intent or interest for psychiatry in particular. However, if I wanted to, I could. And I am the kind of person that wanted to. And I spent hours drafting emails, making sure that they were perfect, and knowing that the person who was reading it probably like read it, appreciated it, but didn't spend as much time reading it as I spent writing it. That being said, I don't think that it hurt me. I think that it helped me. It really demonstrated to the programs that I was interested in why I was interested in them. And so I made sure that they were very detailed as to what in particular with these programs really stood out to me.
You have made a wonderful point in that regard. Being specific is key because they will recognize when you are commenting on very generic elements of a program that can be part of any psychiatric residency program. So you have shared with us so many tips in regards to preparing our application and getting ready for the interview on this stressful journey to the match. So I'm curious if there's anything else you'd like to offer about the application or the residency interview process.
I would just tell people to be themselves. You know, psychiatry is an amazing field, and I'm so excited that people are excited about joining it. In general, I loved all of my psychiatry interviews. I would say going through the interview process just further solidified that I am choosing the specialty that is right for me. And I just loved all the conversations that I had and met so many awesome people. And so while it's an incredibly stressful process that everyone goes through, you know, take a deep breath, really appreciate those great conversations and amazing people that you meet, and try and enjoy it as much as you can.
I love that idea. And we are so lucky to have you within the field of psychiatry. And I think this also shows that no matter what along the way, you might meet people that are going to be your co-residents. You might meet people that'll be attendings with you later on in life, or even your boss. So it's important to enjoy the process while meeting others and also develop those connections, because you never know when you're going to see someone in the future. Helen, we also want to have you share a fun fact, something totally unrelated to medicine and psychiatry, but something that gives us a little bit more information about you.
I would say I'll have two comments. One, I think something that is core to my personality is that I play a lot of tennis. So I like to join a lot of tennis leagues. So that is something fun that I do. But my fun fact is that I was a water ski instructor for one summer.
Oh, that's super cool. Well, that's all the time we have today with Helen. Thanks for joining us at Inside the Match. Special thanks to Kevin McLeod for the music, and be sure to follow or subscribe to our podcast. Catch our next podcast to learn more application tips and hear from another awesome resident or leader in medical education.